going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're not a man unless you take a cowboy boot to the crotch.
A real G, I'm going to go pick up Dwight Howard.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All righty, Warriors and Rockets now tied 1-1. They come back to Chase Center on Saturday and then play right away again on Monday.
Yeah.
So this thing's going to get quick in a hurry. And, Gu, let me play something for you,
okay.
and you can react to it. This is Steve Kerr.
Coach!
Talking about the way Houston played.
Houston played great. They were really physical, you know, just like we expected. They came out with amazing force defensively. Obviously, Green got going, and that, you know, that loosened our defense up quite a bit. And so it was their night. They played a great game at both ends of the floor. So we just got to lick our wounds and back to work tomorrow.
I love Coach. Presidential answer. And I got to ask you a question. Seriously, partner. Would you put me in the category of disrespecting the Rockets as you led the show? I had Houston in five, but...
Warriors in five doesn't
Warriors
mean disrespect
five. Yeah.
In my book. But, you know, I've done, what, 3-4 hour shows with you this week, and I think there's been some disrespect.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
A little.
And the
it's
reason,
not a big deal.
Okay. And the reason I asked you that is I think I am or have been without trying to do that. But where I'm going is, Steiny, there were like 9 times in that game in the second half. It's sitting there at 14, 17. Post hits a 3. I go to OKC, and I'm not comparing them, but I just will, in 16. And some of those games to where that would have been a 40-point game. And my point is the Rockets couldn't put the Warriors in the coffin, it felt like. And I'm like, a shot
totally
here,
agree.
A turnover not here. We've got a 9. And Fitz was even trying to get, like, give it to me. I'm here waiting. And I guess I'm saying that to say I feel like that's a positive that Houston couldn't put the Warriors away to where – maybe game 3, you know, obviously the Warriors don't get behind, but there's just a mechanism or component to Houston.
No doubt.
To where they're never going to run off to where we'll never see them again.
If
that makes any sense.
No,
man.
It does. To me, it makes perfect sense. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't believe the Rockets can get up 10, then push it to 16, then it's 22, and then it's 28. I don't think they can, like, that's...
Oh.
It's they're not, that's, you can say whatever you want. Their offense isn't good enough to, and they're not buttoned up. Like, they're inexperienced still.
Mm.
They just are. And I completely agree. I thought there was a few times, I don't know how many in general,
yes.
where in the second half, you know, the Rockets just, they weren't the smartest team in the world, but they made enough shots at the right time that it never never got into the zone where they felt the Warriors.
Yeah, the Jabari Smith one out of the timeout in the court. That's when I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Oakland. Hey, Mike, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I got several things. What you talked about earlier about the disrespect of Kuminga twirling his hand, I was blown away how disrespected he was.
Wow.
Made me mad, but I'm going to keep moving on because he was thoroughly disrespected.
Wow. Well, yeah, I don't know. Hey, Mike, real quick, I don't know if that was the case, you know, because I want to be real careful. I'm just glad somebody else kind of noticed what I saw. Thanks, man.
He was very disrespected. Steiner, you were spot on.
All right.
My other thing is, what does Buddy Hield have on Steve Kerr? Did he catch him cheating or something? Because this guy should be on the bench, period. And he gets so much time to screw up. He's garbage. That's my opinion. Sorry, Buddy. You're garbage. I'd rather see Pat Spencer in there, who I know is going to drive to the basket. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's gonna be one of those guys that they're not gonna respect. Put him in and let him do what he did last night. I don't know why Steve Kerr, he got a quick 9 points and he never saw the game again. Because Steve Kerr takes the hot man out all the time. It blows me away how he does this on a consistent basis. When he's got a hot man, he brings him out and don't bring him back. And he did that last night. One last thing, Shagoon. When Shagoon gets that ball in the square, double him up.
Yeah, you can't.
Have somebody come around the back and hassle him every time.
I agree.
Man,
16 rebounds last night.
He's the reason why we lose. Just take my word. He will be the reason why. If this was a series, he will be the reason. They better fix that or they will lose it. Thank you, fellas. I love you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, back at you.
Thank you, Mike.
I got to say something about Buddy Hield, Donnie.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control, and you and Evan don't even know where I'm going.
No, I don't.
The bottom line is he was the Klay Thompson replacement. Steph needs help, and you need his shooting. You said that was a worry wart for this team coming into this season and into the playoffs. And the bottom line is I figured out that's why he's getting his 9th and 10th chance, Donnie. And right now, if I'm Klay Thompson watching the Warriors, you had to go get Jimmy Butler to get to this juncture. But the bottom line is Buddy is your Klay. They know they need shooting and spacing, and he hasn't answered the bell most often. But do you think that's a reach that I'm breaking? Like, I'm watching that game never, like they.
Yeah, I.
Talk
Klay,
to me.
You know, Klay can.
Well, good Klay. I'm talking about what Klay Thompson was.
But.
You know what I mean?
That's a stretch. Like, he was never going to play 30 minutes a night like Klay did. He should be, you know, he's not shooting it well. I get it.
Mm.
But if you expected Buddy Hield to have a big role on this team. First of all, that's not a good sign of the talent level of your team. You know, what did he play, 16 minutes last night? I will say this, because I've been the guy that says, you know, why is he playing Buddy Hield? And the reason I think is because Steve knows they have no shooting.
Yes.
And he's got to give Hield a crack at it. Okay.
And the minutes are dwindling.
But here's where I'm at now. And if Steve Kerr were to say, you know what? I'm giving Pat Spencer Buddy's minutes. I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
Well,
I just wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Now, listen, I just bring up Buddy because, Steiny, I feel like when he know, that dude can get hot with the best of
them. Okay, well, then you got to, like,
I don't think it's Pat Spencer's, that's my, you know, I don't want a victory lap. I think the guy can play, and
fine.
I would have liked him to get a little more run yesterday. But the bottom line is, when Buddy gets going.
Well, he hasn't.
Now, I'm just real quick, Buddy starting versus Buddy coming off the bench. Do you think there's a different Buddy? I do.
Goo.
It's who, yeah, you got to dance with who you brought, right?
Goo. Yeah. He's Buddy Hield. Like that's
he's made the most threes of anybody in the last 5 years. But like, I got you up and down.
Exactly. I mean, you can't acquire Buddy Hield and then think he's a player he's not.
Mm.
And now, like, he's the same player he always has been, but he's not making as many shots.
And that means the team's not right.
Yeah. I got to get back to Vincent in Marin. My bad, Vincent. I forgot about you. But I got you now, my man.
Yeah, it's good. I wanted to touch briefly on the Kuminga out of bounds tip. I was thinking the same thing. Like, on one end, I was torn. Okay, like, you don't need to twirl the finger, but I was also like, hey, where's the Warriors' love? You know, I couldn't tell if it got tipped out by the Rockets, but I was in that same boat as you. But my main point I wanted to make is, with Jalen Green getting 38 points, that's not normal. If he averages his normal for the season 20 points, we win that game, and everyone played below average or average on our team.
I agree with. And that, yeah, go ahead, Vince.
That was kind of it, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
And congrats for the Vegas trip on us.
No doubt. And the 20K. Look at us. We'll go to the money. I got to say this just about Kuminga.
Yeah.
To sit there and watch your former G League Ignite teammate, I believe, 2021? I probably got it wrong, but they were teammates.
Mm-hmm.
To watch him do that on that forum, and then that's the game where you get reintroduced to being a part of the team. And, you know, you score 11 a point. But you know what I mean? Like, Kuminga's probably looking like, I can do what he's doing. You hadn't. But I'm just saying, Snotty, just from a mental standpoint, that's got to suck, man. But then on the other hand, you got to be – forget him. Kuminga, you're getting playing time. And he went up with the left, the first one. I wanted it to bounce in. Then he threw one over the glass. They're like, you can't have that. Then you turn your back on a pass from Santos. That's what I'm saying. You got to get in the game.
He wasn't great defensively either. But again, like, the one thing I try not to do is, when everybody's bad, I don't want to single anybody.
He made a
out.
Bad foul. Who got him on the butt and was going towards the basket? Kuminga was behind him. Stop, foul. Might have been VanVleet.
Yeah, that was VanVleet.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn.
He's
I know
a young,
fouls yeah. happen.
John's in Dublin. Hey, John, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey!
You know, I thought the same thing. When Thompson made that foul, I thought it was just an accident. If you guys watch that in slow-mo, I watched 20 times, tries to be straight. No one's pushing him. He got a little bump from Adam, and he kind of lunged towards with his legs and his arms, and you could see him just push through Butler, and I don't see how anyone doesn't see that.
But Draymond touched him, too. Draymond kind of like, get off me. And to me, that was the momentum, not Adams, Draymond. They were and Draymond kind of get off me.
Draymond had his arm out holding him back, and he almost pushed through that. If you watch in a slow-mo, I'm sure you guys probably have, he looks like he's lunging forward hard with his legs and his arms, and I don't know. I know you guys think he's a good kid, but I just don't see it. The only good thing that came out of this is Spencer and Kuminga. We need guys that are going to at least make a move to the back. No one else is doing it. Everyone wants to shoot three-pointers. You know?
Yeah. Appreciate it, John.
To that point, Stoney, how surprised would you be if we saw Pat Spencer in meaningful minutes? Or
I just told you. I wouldn't
moving forward.
I said, I would understand if Spencer started getting some of Buddy's minutes. I don't know.
Oh, that's where they would come from.
Yeah, I.
Wow.
What's but, like, anybody? You know, I'm thinking about Spencer shooting a three. I'm sure he can. As far as the Amen Thompson foul, I'll just tell you, Matt Steinmetz, I did not think it was dirty. That's me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
so did the Warrior players and coaching staff.
When I say I didn't think, I'm not saying I'm right. But just like I can't say I'm right, it wasn't dirty, you can't say definitively that was a dirty play. You got to say, I think that's a dirty play.
Right. And you don't just go forward without somebody sending you that way, Donnie. And I believe Draymond sent him that way. So it was momentum, man.
And here's just the other thing. The other thing is, if there was any intent that was obvious, he'd get suspended. He would get suspended.
And Warriors would be
but that's
up
not even,
in arms.
But there's no... I mean, I would be shocked beyond belief if he got suspended.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't even believe I'm saying it. It's just, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Devin. He's in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, hey.
Pretty good.
I'm, so, look, let me say this as the newest candidate for Call of the Year for the show. We're going to put the rat on the table.
They're brought to you by Echo.
Brought to you by Echo, man. The Pesco attempts. I know you guys are saying that they're similar, and, I mean, that is a fact, but it doesn't mean that fouls weren't, you know, there. They just weren't called, you know. I think it's fair to say that we could have had another 12 free throw attempts on top of what we had. But the whistle went how the whistle went, right? With that being said, I love the physicality, and I think the Warriors did too. And I'm glad they aren't crying to the refs, you know, and doing these press conferences. Like, we ain't soft. You know, I'm from Hunters Point, California. I grew up, I wasn't allowed to call fouls or I couldn't play. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I love physicality as much as the next one, you know. I think Pods killed us. Prior to the 720 stamp, like, I was taking notes. I knew I was going to call. Prior to the 720 time stamp in the first quarter, you'll see it. Moody's wide open. They're doing pin downs and flare screens, and he's wide open at the three-point line. And I'm like, you can get popcorn, you know, and he's just missing them, not seeing them. And I'm like, come on, like, we need this. But with that, Moody and I forgot who else it was, they're hesitant too.
Yeah. Buddy.
Like, there's these small windows of opportunity, and it's like, pull the trigger, bro. And they're not doing it, and I don't know what it is. Sengun, better passer than most people think he is.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit for that. Like, he's solid. I think we should stop sagging, though. I don't know why they're sagging. We need to trust our defense, stop over-helping. That's just my slight observation. We're not communicating defensively. There's times when the ball's moving and somebody's not there. A lot of turnovers are due to our timing. This is a big one. And before I get out of here, it's due to our timing being off, and that's because of the physicality, right? We're used to guys slipping. Like, we saw Dre try to throw it to Steph, and he's thinking, you know, it's muscle memory. He's thinking, oh, he's going to shoot off here. No, that's not the case, right? They're holding, they're grabbing. So we need to do a better job of getting a feel for the game, and I think that that's going to limit some of our turnovers. But with all that being said, we lost by 15, guys. That's nothing.
Yep.
After losing Jimmy. Like, I truly feel comfortable. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the call. You know what the Warriors need? By the way, 888-957-9570. That's the phone number. If you want to jump in here and talk Warriors Rockets.
Chris Webber.
We can hit anything. Any aspect of that game. Evan and I were talking before the show, and it was like, oh, my God, there's so much happening in this game. It's unbelievable. So pick any... You know, pick a card, any card, and you can go down that road with us here on 95.7 The Game.
Green and Van Vliet during the timeout, getting into it. They did right just so. I loved it. Bad blood.
Two veterans. You know who the Warriors need?
I said Webber.
Nope. They need George Papoutsis.
I made it up.
No, I didn't. He's the dude who plays playground basketball in New York, and Scalabrine took to school. But if you watch him play, he's extremely physical.
Yeah, that man.
Papoutsis, get him in here.
Sengun was three assists away from a triple-double, Steiny.
They can't play him that way again.
Man.
He's dynamite in space.
Yeah.
They got bounce passes. They got a crowd.
Plus 28.
Him. Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Doing good, man. I ain't got no rap to put on the table, but I do got a gripe here, man. I'm tired of hearing Rockets, they play a physical brand of basketball. Like, first of all, when does physical and basketball ever go hand in hand? Like, to me, I am not impressed with all this grabbing and holding. That's not basketball. That's no skill. You know, to me, in basketball, you have to move your feet. Stay with your man. Grabbing and holding is not a skill of basketball. Just imagine Jason Tatum or LeBron or Luka or Jokic or John Moran or whoever the superstar is. Every possession being grabbed and held and not, you know, and not nothing being called.
But,
whether it's away from the ball or not, I don't care. You cannot touch the other man and hold on. You need to move your feet or get two men on him. If you can't stay with your man, you need to move faster or get two men on him. Grabbing and holding is not part of the game. And I'm just tired of them getting labeled, oh, they just play a physical brand of basketball. Like, no, this is basketball. It's not football. There's no such thing as a physical brand of basketball.
Well, are you real quick, before you go, are you mad that the Warriors and Steph aren't saying that they're bothered by it? Because I can't be more mad than the guy that is telling me, basically without saying what you're saying, it's okay.
I am mad at both parties. I'm mad at the media for just labeling, giving that label that they get away with. And I'm mad at the Warriors for not like, wait a minute, time out. Clint, every night on Twitter, all you got to do is look at them. You'll find videos of them grabbing and holding Steph.
No, I got
it's
you.
There.
But they're not saying it's 90, so I can't be more mad. I told you that, you know, Steph and the whistle, you know where I'm at. But if Steph and Dre and Kerr aren't going to say it's happening, how can you say or be more upset than the players?
For better or worse, if you've been watching the playoffs, this is the way it's been going. The other series are physical, too.
Oh.
The refs are not calling as many fouls
Minnesota
in the postseason as in the regular season. And unfortunately, the Warriors have to deal with it. They just do. This is what it is, and it's an advantage that the Houston Rockets are trying to take advantage of, and the Warriors have to adjust. And I get it. If I get fans complain about the officiating, and I'm not here to pick a fight and say, you guys are wrong, the officiating's great. I'm not going to do that.
But go off of what the players are saying.
Well, and I'm not convinced. And I'm not convinced the Warriors won't say anything before Saturday's game. I'm really not. But it's going to be called like this.
They got 18 foul calls, 18 free throws, and Houston got 20, Stoney. But I guess he's saying the holding of the jersey.
Man. Let's go to Joseph in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hello, how we doing, Spidey and Goop?
Hey, no, hey, thank you.
Take my call.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out a couple of things. The Rockets, about leadership.
All right.
And the difference between Steph Curry and Butler. Steph had a chance last night. The Rockets did everything possible to try to let they come back and win. They had a 20-point lead, and the Warriors scored 5 in a row, made them call timeout. The bench was excited. They were saying, okay, we're coming back. And Steph sauteed to the bench and sit down with a somber look. That's if he had an opportunity to grab those young guys and say, listen, let's get this one for Jimmy. Hey, they giving us a chance. Y'all get me there, I will take us home. He did not do it. That's the difference between Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. He just shied away from that leadership, but that was his moment. They would have won that game. I'm not a Warrior fan, but that game was for the taking. They could have easily been up 2-0. That's my take.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call.
I would just say, Joe, he's done that 4 times and got you 4 chips.
Well, what I would say is...
Well, he was talking about last night.
What I would say is, in a game like last night, Curry's going to be... First of all, I don't think Curry was terrible.
I don't either.
In fact, I remember thinking, man... He's still making some unbelievable plays. What do you have, 9 assists? Something like that, I think. 9 assists. So, you know.
6 turnovers.
Yeah, I know. But hold on. And here I'll stick up for Curry. You know, without Jimmy Butler, it's going to be hard for Curry to have a great series if Butler doesn't play. Because last night I'm watching this team. And like I said earlier, I felt like I was watching the team last night in the third quarter, and it dawned on me, the Warriors only have 2 really good players.
Yeah.
And I get it. You can say Draymond's a Hall of Famer, all that, but you know, the bottom line is he doesn't play offense, and he wasn't very good last night. He's a terrific defender, but you know what I mean.
But how many does Houston have like that? Like really good players. Like Jalen Green's one of them. Shingun.
I think they've got. I think Dylan Brooks is better than any Warrior role player the season he had.
I'm fighting you on that.
You know, you look at Amen Thompson's got a specialty that he's very, very good at. Who's the other guy? I mean, Jabari Smith Jr. is not a chump. And you're right. Maybe the Rockets only have two good players too, but I'm just looking at the Warriors and thinking, boy, without Butler,
and that's a big
What do they have? So yeah, Jimmy Butler's got to play, and he's got to get back for the Warriors to be at their best.
Steiny, I know we're up against it. We got to mention the stretch where six straight three-pointers were made collectively by both teams.
That's actually when I was like, Houston, you better be careful.
Man,
you better be careful.
You poking the bear, but it happened. Six straight threes, man.
Exactly. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 1-1, ladies and gentlemen. We got ourselves a series.
Saturday night.
Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament. It happens Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by Atco Pest Control. I'll be there with Goo, and we'll be broadcasting the show 10 to 2. If you want to play in the tourney, go to 957thegame.com and click on that events page. You can do it all right there. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area.
Warriors trying to hurry up the Rockets here. Shot clock at 13. Shingun spins right sideline. Lob inside and a dunk for Thompson. No weak side help in time.
Yeah, completely asleep on that one.
And I think Steve Kerr will call a timeout and wave the white flag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game, and you can hear every Warrior game the rest of the playoffs right here, including Saturday. That's game 3. Hey, Guru, you have something you want to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah. No, the yearly thing, just want to say happy birthday to my nephew, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Souza, my nephew's daddy. Where was I going?
No.
Yeah. Shout out to my nephew, Gavin Souza. Happy birthday. Goes to James Logan, and he listens to us. You met him. He was in Notre Dame.
I met him.
So happy birthday, Gav.
All right, Gav.
Not Newsom. Yeah.
I didn't say it. And let me clarify something.
1-4-3.
Let me clarify something real quick.
Fighting for my life.
Go ahead. So, you know, I said I'm looking out at that game and Butler's not playing and Curry's there and they can't really get anything going. And I said, you know, I look out and I'm like, they only have the Warriors have two really good players.
Yeah.
And you say to me, well, who do the Rockets have? And I said, Shengun and Green.
Yeah.
And then I went down the list. But what I mean is this. I think the Rockets only have two real good players, too.
Gotcha.
But the difference is the Warriors were down to one really good player.
Right.
And then you realize outside of Steph and Butler's gone, where do you go? Who can create? Who can you run through? Run your offense through? It's like... And I want to leave Kuminga out of this for now.
I got you.
Because, okay, maybe he'll be that guy. Okay, maybe he plays like that on Saturday. I don't want to take anything away from him. But what I'm saying is, this team's not a great team without Butler. Now, I'm looking at the Rockets. Well, they still have their two real good guys in. And you're right.
Jabari Smith, though.
But the fans are right. What? They're role players on that team, like the Warriors have role players. The problem is they're playing at home. They have both their stars. And now defensively, the Rockets are licking their chops
because they
know Butler's not in. And then they get amped up and their role players end up playing a lot better than the Warrior role players.
Yeah. And Nastani, I ain't mad at you, but the one thing that scares me about this series, man, even when Jimmy was playing and he played game one, he's not beating too many Rocket youngsters off the dribble. That's not how he's trying to get it done. So to me, a guy that's played the game, Stoney, forget the level, that's always going to be the advantage, the defense to me, because you know you're going to always know where they're at. And Jimmy, they were down 8 when he got hurt, but it is imperative that we get – Sonny, I'm so crazy. The longer the day goes and we don't get news, I get more nervous. And maybe there's nothing to see here and he'll be out there Saturday. But, man, defensively, I got to put some respect on the Rockets' name. I think that I have all week, but the bottom line is I just don't think they have the wherewithal to win 4 games.
Right.
And now it's 3. And when I see you on Monday, it could be 2. You know? So I'm not disrespecting, but man, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, if you're scared, you're not disrespecting them. You're scared. It's fine.
And I'll never, and this is for our guy Ken back there, I'll never disrespect Coach Kerr. I won't. But sometimes, Steiny, Norm told me, sometimes you got to put something away for a rainy day and money. And I'm wondering, could they have finessed this Jonathan Kuminga thing to where, yeah, you didn't give him the 20 or the 15, but kind of kept him in the loop for nights like yesterday just in case you were going to need him? And maybe that was the rust he got off yesterday. But moving forward, I don't know how you battle this team's athleticism without him. That's all.
Yeah, and let's say I agree.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Let's say I agree with you. Okay? So he plays. He's being thrown. I mean, I don't care. It's still asking a ton after the entire season. He last night was the first. What do you like to?
Yeah, taste.
Yeah,
get it.
And he was like all their other young players last night. He struggled.
Against a good defense, like the worst defense you could have went out against.
Well, guess what? They're coming back on Saturday. That defense.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you.
Warriors better make an adjustment in a hurry. Let's go to Bobby V. Bobby V's in Oakland. What's up, Bobby V? How you doing?
Hey. Doing all right, guys.
Cool.
Man, I don't know where to begin.
Man.
I have to say thank you, Guru, because I think you pulled me back from that cliff on Kuminga. I don't know what to say. I was expecting more. I mean, he's got a lot to prove. I mean, he wants that bag. But my real call is about the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwback like physicality. But we all know what happened with Draymond and Green. Come on. He should have got thrown out because that was more than a chicken wing.
Wow, man.
He threw a punch.
Wow.
He swung at him. He swung at him. So I'm just saying that double standard, they got to stop that because we've seen Curry get held every time the camera was on him. And you can't really add that up. But what I'm saying is don't then on the other end act like this man didn't throw a punch at Green. He should have been gone.
Man.
And so that's my point. And I think, you know, Houston is going to be Houston. Inconsistent. And try to hang their hat on their defense. That's it. They're not going to win the series. So, thank you. I'll take my answers off the air.
Appreciate it, Bobby.
You know what? I'll say this, Donnie. Thank you, Bobby, for reminding me. But I told you and Evan when I came in, the more I think of what that chicken wings, Donnie, that was a forearm shiver. If he would have got ejected, I would have understood it. So, if people call it like, I'm not into the holding Curry, because Curry ain't saying they're holding him. And we talked about his strength and him fixing his body. But, I mean, I think Draymond was so surprised, he didn't even know what to do. Like, did you just do that?
I'll just tell you, if it was a punch, the league can still look at it and suspend him for game three.
Well, they can look at everybody, both teams coming off the bench. And they're not going to do that.
I don't know about that. Oh, you mean on the scrum?
Yeah, the scrum.
Yeah, no, but
I mean. It was a timeout, but still it was a scrum. I was shocked.
Well, then he should be suspended for game three. I mean,
but nobody's talking about it. Normally you see it.
Why not?
I guess he did it he finessed it in a way to where it wasn't, you know, blatant. I don't know. What did you think of it? I was just shocked he was that, like, dude, you know who that is? That's Draymond. What did you think?
I got lost in all the other crap and for me. But again, it's like, if that's the case, the league can still go back and look at it. And if it's as egregious as people think, maybe Green gets suspended for Saturday. Jalen Green.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't. anticipate it, but stranger things have happened. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, good, you guys. Been a while. This reminds me of 60s basketball. Clutch, grab, hold, hand check, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the refs, they're challenging the refs to do something. The refs aren't doing it. Somebody says, hey, stay down. They need like a Bad Boys, and that's Houston for ratings. They need a team like that. And the Warriors, like you said, Steiny, I watched this when they had the guys on the court. It was like, I don't want to say CBA guys, but it seemed like two guys and the rest of the guys were just guys like 12th men on the court. Everybody was afraid to do anything, the deer in the headlights. That's what Dunleavy missed the system when the trade deadline. He probably couldn't get Valachunas, but you needed a badass. You needed a police enforcer inside to also set an example for the other team also, the off screens and picks. So you mess with Curry, you mess with me, sort of thing. But the other thing Curry didn't do is you play a zone against these guys. You play a zone. You challenge them to take their shots from the outside. Is that where Green can't be flowing to the hoop and you got guys around the big guy around closer to the basket so you get rebounds? Because Van Bleek and all these guys challenge them to make shots. Brooks, too. But also play their style. If they want to play this hardcore basketball, give it right back to them. Plain and simple. And that guy should have been suspended. Because if Green would have done it, he would have been suspended.
Oh, man.
That's like, appreciate
it,
Gary.
Real quick, Stein, they played the little
zone. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. They carved it up, passing it, and making the right play. I thought.
And then they made a couple tough threes against that zone.
Yeah. And Moody, I text you guys real quick, Stanley, about Moody. He hit his first couple of shots, and I'm like, okay. And then I just felt like he took his foot off the gas, like just maybe overthinking. He wasn't by himself, but
he got swallowed up defensively. You know, and the other thing about, you know, I'm looking out with no Butler.
Yeah.
I'm looking out and saying, man, Curry's got – it just ain't going to work. They don't have enough playmakers. In fairness, on a normal night, you know, you could flip a coin and maybe Pods could help you in that area, but he was terrible last night.
He was sick.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have played.
No, I got you.
But what I'm saying is if Pods is healthy, you know, maybe he could give you some more playmaking because he has done that in the past. Yeah. But last night he was
awful, Stein.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
A couple air balls from him.
Bill's in San Jose. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm okay, Steiny. If I want to watch football, I'll watch the 49ers. There's no holding after 5 yards on receivers.
Man. Y'all not letting me go.
That's a four, Bill.
You do not hit a receiver in the middle of the air when they're vulnerable. That's exactly what he did. He just took Butler out. He undercut him and took him out. So I don't have to think that was a dirty play. That was a dirty play, in my view.
All right.
And if that's what the NBA wants to put on TV, I mean, it's just not fun to watch. I don't care about hand checking. I don't care about hard fouls on layups, stuff like that. That's okay. But this kind of holding on Curry is ridiculous. It's just not. It's not basketball, you know? That's all I got to say.
Mm. All right. Wow, thanks, man. Bill. No, I know a lot of people share your opinion and trying to be respectful. We'll agree to disagree there.
We got two coming up in the crossover. They both think it was a dirty play, Willard and Dibbs.
Mark Spears of the Undefeated? Not Landscape.
ESPN.
Oh. Well, that makes it easy. I don't know what this is, but Mark Spears is talking about Jimmy Butler. So let's hear what Spears says about Butler.
Let me tell you this real quick. There is some hope, though. Bernie Lee, Jimmy Butler's agent, texts me saying, pray for the bear. That tells me that's some optimism for Jimmy.
Who's the bear?
I think it's Jimmy.
Well, obviously, but...
Yeah, like Buddha.
I thought it was Jimmy Buckets. That was his nickname. Okay, I'll get off that.
Yeah.
There's optimism, Steiny.
Well, okay.
I just don't want him to miss a game.
Hold on. If... I love Spears. Does that sound optimistic? Pray for Jimmy?
Lucas's interpretation, which I like, is, you know, you say you should see the other guy whenever you, like pray for the bear, like the bear that I fought, essentially.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
If you see me and the bear getting into it, check on the bear.
Guys, I'm so old.
Boy, Evan, this is thank ridiculous. You, man.
That one went over my head, too.
Okay.
You are like, okay.
All right, that
you.
Is. Okay.
Hey, Steiny and Go.
Yeah.
Real quick, Kobe Bryant actually said this. He said, if you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear.
Gotcha.
So that's where
it
delivers from.
I just said that.
Did you say Kobe?
No.
Oh.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks for provide more information.
Right.
Okay. That is optimistic. Boy. My bad.
The amount of people, forget the foul. Steiny, did you feel like you were watching a football game?
No.
I felt like I was watching a team both with damn good defense. What am I missing?
Kobe.
You're missing that. In fairness, these games are not officiated like the regular season.
But I'm watching that with Denver, LA. I'm watching that with Orlando, Boston. I'm watching it all across the playoffs.
And I believe that if you would go to those other cities, the teams that lose those games, fans probably feel the same way. 888-956-6666. Rick in Oakland.
Ricky.
What's going on, Rick? How you doing, man?
What's going on, game? How y'all doing?
Man, well, thank you. Coming off an L.
What's up, Goo? Hey, so what we witnessed last night was the karma effect for Kerr not playing Kuminga. He was rusty, and we all know that everybody got to get their game, their feel back. And it's very intense in the playoffs to do that.
No doubt.
But I think he'll respond if Butler is out. I think he'll respond Saturday. Because he, you know, got his first little foot wet and feels like he hadn't played in about a month. But I think Pods get too many minutes anyway.
Wow.
I think the lineup of Curry, J.K., Moody, Draymond, and Looney. Looney could actually call Sengun to play some defense in the post, which would probably slow down his offense. Post and Santos got too many minutes. And they're not going to be OK City or the Lakers without Kuminga and his length.
Wow.
Odds ain't gonna be the man. He would be good off the bench coming behind Curry because he can shoot the outside three, hit the little runners and all that. But his facilitation and all that is kind of mediocre to me. But I still think the Warriors in five. And Green is not gonna do that if Butler plays. He's not gonna have that kind of game if Butler plays. I still say Warriors in five.
Hey Rick, before you leave, I just got to do this as quick as you can. What did you think of the foul? Dirty or not?
Oh, it was dirty. You know, normally Draymond, he can be annoying, but yesterday he was in response to Sengun, had him in the headlock damn near, and he got called for it. Curry flying around. Bodies was flying around the whole entire game. It was just like they were trying to edge. They wanted Draymond to get ejected. I could see their agenda. It was obvious. And they got the home love. So, Saturday, like I said, even if Butler doesn't play, the Warriors will win. They won't beat the Warriors again.
Wow. Oh, all right.
Rick, wow.
Rick with some confidence.
Did you think they were trying to get Draymond ejected?
I don't think. I mean, I think they were trying to do what they do to everybody.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, they did succeed with Draymond. Kerr had to get him out of that game
to make sure
Draymond wouldn't do something stupid that would jeopardize the rest of the series. Yeah. This is Draymond Green on, was this game more physical than game one?
Thought it was a little less physical than game one.
See, we got to play that for everybody.
Thought it was a little less physical than game one. Don't mess around with games.
I love you some Dre.
All right, more Dre. Do you guys have to change the game plan?
Sure, we'll have to figure that out. It's no easy task in replacing Jimmy. Obviously, we all know what he's meant to this team since he's been here. You know, we've kind of tailored our offense a bit around him, you know, so, you know, that will have to change a bit, but we'll see. He's tough. We got a couple of days off, so we'll take it day by day and see where we get.
All right. And
they don't sound rattled at all.
Well, no, they're four-time champs. And like you said, they were down in the finals. Did I keep forgetting, you know, 1-0, 2-1, 0-1, 1-2. But bottom line is, if Jimmy's not available, Steiny, then all bets are off in regard to everything changes, and that's not what I put into, not my hypothesis, but my formula in regard to spitting out Warriors in five. Everything changes.
So are you done with Warriors in five then?
After these MRI results come back, then we'll revisit.
Well, I mean, if Butler doesn't play the rest of the series and the Rockets win the series, you and me both are wrong.
No, it would be
No, that's not how it goes in the playoffs.
Well, if you actually made the bet, you would lose. Right?
What about the pray for the bear text?
Dude, yeah, I like that
optimistic.
One. Yeah.
It's optimistic.
Kobe said it.
Okay, so all I can do is be myself.
That's the best advice.
All I can do is share I'm lucky enough to be able to share some of my opinions with great, great people, great fans. I got to tell you, I'm watching the game last night. I get it. Butler wasn't playing after the first quarter, but I'm watching the game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the second game of the playoffs.
Elaborate on that.
It's the second game of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
You oughta.
And I thought, I'm sorry. You can stick it. They're not winning it. They can't win it. That's what I thought.
But like, what did you?
They can't.
Exerting too much energy early, you don't think they can keep that up?
Give me the Kyle Shanahan. Everything. It's just everything.
I did watch that, and I get it.
Yeah. I understand. Butler wasn't in, but that's, to me, that was a big alarm, too, of not, like, man, they didn't, like, you can't look,
okay,
like,
I got
you
some
can't
point.
Be that bad when okay. a guy goes out.
All right.
And so I'm just looking at it, and the grind, all and right. it's grueling, and Curry's got working for everything, and you know,
have you had that thoughts about the Rockets?
I don't think the Rockets can
okay.
win it.
All right, I just wanted to know. Okay, all right.
But you know, it's like even you know, really, Quentin Post, God love him, and he was you know he made some
hitting.
He's got to win three more against the Rockets. Then you got to play the Lakers or Minnesota. It just hit me last night that holy hell. Yeah. Like, just a reminder of, it's easy to say, the Warriors can go deep and they can make a run and they can get to the finals. But then when you watch a game like last night, you're like, oh my God, this is going to be so freaking hard. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And especially if you got one of your young Thundercats, and we know what's going on there with JK, but if you think you're so rich in the athletic area to where you could sit him out, Stoney, it sounds a bit, you know, if you really just sit down and think about it, and I'm not saying you're going to get James Worthy version of Kuminga, just the fact from what you're talking about, a stamina, Spellin Butler, who played 42 minutes game one, like, are you really that deep, Coach Kerr, to where you could say, Stoney, you're sitting down, and we'll be fine, and maybe you will be, I don't, but man, that's a tough one.
From the 510, our main man, Zuki Main.
Yeah,
says,
Zuki.
Says two guys went out, Steiny. I know. I hear you, Zuki. And Butler didn't play, and Pajemski was no factor. I got you. It was a combination of a million things that went through my head. One is the grind. I mean, this is just such a grind. And they still have three players who are up there.
They got 2 days rest.
They got... That's... This series, I want to be clear. I said, I thought to myself, I don't know. Okay, I don't know how they can win a championship. It was there. Anyway, yeah. But no, I got you.
Warriors in five.
And, you know, they're veterans have to make it through this grind, but not just make it. They got to play great through the whole grind. And then on top of it, you need your young players to play great. And then maybe even you're going to need a guy who hasn't even been much of a factor to do something it's just that's really hard to ask for. That's all I'm telling you. That's all. Let's see. I'll play a little more sound here. Draymond Green.
I just don't think we were able to get over the hump. We kind of hung around, but we just couldn't make that push to get over, you know, what was it, 9 points, 11 points, cut it to 9 again, cut it to 11, just couldn't get over the hump. So watch the film, figure it out, be better on Saturday.
It was never 9.
Dude, okay, it's after a game, Stoney. I want to put some respect on his name.
Whose?
Draymond Why? Green. The Warriors could not hit a three, and he's to put up two. He was 2 for 6.
There he is again.
But the two that he hit.
Two big plays from Draymond. Great game.
It was like, man, okay, we down 14. It was 17. Man, they had shots on goal.
He was not very good last night.
I'm wondering, too, just a theory, real quick. Mm. Is he using so much energy and fuel in the game?
Yeah. Yes.
That's why he didn't really go back at Jalen Green when Jalen Green gave him the chicken wing or forearm shiver. Just the thoughts.
Now, I can't speak to that. No. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. I see full lines. We'll get to you all on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.